Are you ready for a podcast? A Sunday night party!
Yeah!
Welcome everybody to the Super Bowl! This is your official Super Bowl podcast. This is the official podcast of the Super Bowl.
Official NFL endorsed.
Official. Tonight we're going to be talking about the Kansas City Chiefs as they go head-to-head and toe-to-toe, mano-a-mano, gridiron versus gridiron against the San Francisco 49ers. Going for the goal in Miami, trying to take home the pigskin goal. Who's ready for the Super Bowl?
I'm ready.
NFL on NBC.
It's on Fox, you fucking idiot.
We moved it.
Fucking idiot.
Sponsored by Starbucks Coffee. If you're not drinking Starbucks, you're a pansy. And you know, you're going to get slammed. They're going to make skid marks out of you on the turf, brother. Ooh,
also brought to you by Nissan Top Ramen Cup of Noodles.
What? That wasn't What the fuck was that? That was not an endorse.
They paid me.
The official shortbread of the Super Bowl is Walker's Special Edition shortbread.
Oh, they left. They left the family.
They're not even royalty anymore.
These motherfuckers right here, let me tell you, these two little bitches right here don't know
They left.
They don't know jack shit about teamwork.
Yeah.
There's no I in team unless you're the fucking bitch Meghan Markle and her shithead fucking boyfriend Harry Styles or whoever the fuck this asshole is.
Yeah.
I don't know. Fuck these guys. But this is the official shortbread of the Super Bowl.
Great shortbread, shitty people.
Shortbread rules. Fuck these assholes.
Brought to you by the NFL.
Yeah, they left.
I like royalty and that's it. Fuck everyone else. Thank you, NFL. Kevin, get this fucking jersey.
Kevin, get it.
Kevin, look
the
at that.
National sponsor get the logo. Of the look Super at that. Bowl.
Look at this.
NFL.
Our MVP of the game, Will Smith from Aladdin.
Welcome to the Cave of Wonders, Aladdin. I can grant you three wishes, whatever you like. But first, you must answer my riddles to enter the temple.
My favorite Will Smith line.
I love Apu.
Yeah.
And Aladdin could never put the fucking silver monkey together. It's three pieces.
Theme song.
I'm a lonely horseman, got my pistol. I'm just trying to be somebody besides the lonely horseman. Got my gun at my side, I'm just trying to be a lonely horseman.
Everyone, I want to start this off. The Super Bowl is on in my office right now. It's happening live right now. I came in here to do this. Before I sat down, I saw something that will change, I think, two people in this room's lives forever. Little Caesars now delivers. They did
what?
It. They just announced it during the Super Bowl. So you can get your shit pizza delivered right to you, Kevin. Good news for you. Terrible shit pizza.
You expect me to pay $5 for a pizza, but then $2 for delivery? Where's the fucking math in that?
The worst pizza.
I was telling Kevin, the appeal of the Little Caesars pizza is that it is $5.
Yeah.
That's the whole reason it exists. And to add more complication to that with how much am I paying for delivery and stuff is... not in any way needed. Kevin's not in that. I'm not in that.
Little Caesars is not good enough to be delivered.
No.
Go get your shit pizza. This is like when Uber Eats was like, well,
yes,
you can Uber Eats McDonald's.
Totally.
I can order any fucking restaurant in the city.
Why
you're
going
to bring it to my door. Totally. You think I'm going to get a fucking Big Mac?
Uber Eats some good food. Like you can have anything come to your door.
The whole point
if I may, Uber Eats is I want to get good food, but I don't want to put my pants on. I already don't need to put my pants on to go to McDonald's. Right. Nobody gives a fuck at McDonald's.
I've been to Little Caesars pretty much naked.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I've been there too.
$5 and no one there judges.
McDonald's is the type of place you can walk in there with your butthole out.
Straight up.
Little Caesars
is still serving.
Straight up out.
Little Caesars has seen, Little Caesar himself saw my cock.
Yeah.
And said
no
it was little.
Yeah. No one cared. He said,
now that's a Little Caesar.
No, maybe I should change my name to Big Caesar.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
He compared to that. And I said, someone wants some light sausage here.
And I said, give me the fucking crazy bread and shut up.
Someone went easy on the sausage on this piece of
No, I don't put pants on to answer the door. Are you fucking kidding me? I'm paying you to bring food to my house, and I got to put pants on? Deal with
it. Wait, hold on. Real talk.
Yeah.
You get a delivery at your house, whether it's, okay, food thing, but maybe it's UPS. Say you're like in your boxers.
Sure.
Do you answer or do you like put something on?
Put something on. One time though, we had a huge shipment come to my house for Uline, which is what we use to ship stuff out. And I was in the shower and he needed me to sign it. I was in nothing but a towel.
Nice.
And I was like, nice. Sorry, dude. And then I started helping him like unload the stuff in just a towel.
What?
Wow.
What the fuck, bro?
And then,
then they fucked because that's how every porno starts.
Then I said, like, I'll be right back, sir. Sorry about my condition right now. It was embarrassing.
I don't
like you got an erection?
No.
What was the condition?
My ass was hanging out because there's a towel. Right, Jesus.
Right. If you watch pornographic films, you know if you answer the door naked, that's like a high likelihood you're going to have sex with the delivery person. So I always answer the door naked.
Wow.
Because you never know.
Right.
Did a light just kick it? Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to cut you.
That was it.
It would just give us an extra light.
Yeah. All of a sudden, it was like
a key light.
Because the whole time, I was like, it's kind of dark in here. And now
a bulb that was dead is no longer.
How did that happen?
It's arisen.
I don't know if I've ever had pants on when I've answered the UPS.
Nice.
Really?
I don't know.
Never. Not once.
But I always have like some kind of shorts. It's not like he's...
Like these shorts or like boxers?
No. Oh, no. Like boxers or some other kind of like workout shorts or whatever.
Workout shorts are okay. But boxers, no.
Yeah, I think I've had...
an extra layer. You got to have two things.
One layer,
And then we can all go to church and pray, you conservative prudes. Yeah. You need two layers?
They see so much worse than anything that I've brought to the table.
Exactly. That's true.
Because I'm not wearing boxers. You're not seeing anything. I've got like heavy-duty, big-ass boxers. I gotta hide a lot of equipment.
Yeah. I always apologize. Today I actually had Cox come to my house and replace a cable, and I had
overkill.
Yeah. I
could replace the cable for you.
It was like through the house.
Best Buy.
The guy said he wasn't gonna do it because he didn't want to climb into my house. Like it's too narrow. And I'm like, fucker, I will do it. I will climb underneath my own house to get this done, just to hand it to you, because I can't have this problem anymore. My shit wasn't working, so I did it. It fucking sucked, but whatever. The point is I apologized about my house. Like, sorry about the house, you know, the kids, whatever. And he's like, I've seen things you can't imagine. This is fine. Yeah. Your house is normal. Like, this is fine. Don't apologize. It's okay. Yeah, there's like cereal on the ground. It's okay.
Ew.
Sorry.
Cereal?
We spilled my cereal in the game.
And your trash stinks too.
The mutants that work at Cox are okay with that, but that is below par.
Sorry.
Someone in the chat mentioned you ever fart when right before someone comes in or
what?
Some specific situation, which no.
Gotta onboard them to the house. This is your onboard session.
But it did you gotta get them comfortable.
Yeah.
But it did remind me of I blocked this out until now.
Took a shit
on the way. Yeah. I just said, "Come on in."
The grumper.
When Kevin's wedding last weekend.
Were the farter.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, it was me.
No.
I had a card for them. Mm. And something happened to it, or it got like tossed or something. And I was looking for it everywhere. And I went, fuck, I was leaving for it. And I was like, I do not want to be late. I'm not going to keep looking for this. I'm just going to run out and get another one.
Wow.
I'll just do it. And so I went to get, I don't know if you ended up seeing the card, Kevin, or if you looked at him yet. It's okay. So, you know, it was very, you know, special for the event. You know, I wanted to make sure I got one tailor-made to a wedding. I think it was Chewbacca or something. Mm. I think when you opened it, it made...
It makes Chewbacca's noise.
I think, and I think it did it for like 20 minutes. So I want to make sure it didn't get old, you know? But anyway, whatever. So I went in, got a card for the wedding, and I was so pissed off because I was like, dude, I'm like talking to myself, like, I already bought a fucking card. And I get, and it's like, they have like one person on register and there's a million people in the store. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. And the oldest woman in front of me, it was all old people. Mm-hmm. And the person holding up the whole thing is an old guy, not under, like, they're going through his items one at a time. Mm. And I don't know what the fiasco was, but it was hilarious. It was like, I mean, it's funny now. At the time, I was getting pissed off.
Sure.
And so they're going through this stuff. One, okay, we can't return this because this isn't even from the store. Okay, this, the receipt said, yeah, this is like, you ate half of this. Okay, can't take that. It's like he was trying to return a whole bag of groceries or something.
No.
I mean, it was just like, dude. And, you know, they're trying to get other registers open. And then there's an old woman in front of me. She's got like two different products she can't decide between. It's like Oreos or knockoff Oreos or something. Mm. And she's like, I don't know.
Hydrox.
Well, I don't know what my grandson likes.
Not Hydrox.
And then she fucking ripped the biggest fart.
Oh.
She was just like, well, I don't know. I don't know. And then
what
she
the
turned
fuck?
Slowly turned around to face me.
Yeah. Oh.
And then
she said,
and so I'm like,
dog, well, you're cursed.
And then she I'm said, like, did you smell it?
Why does this always happen to Rocco? Yeah.
I don't know. And she's turning around, and in my head, I was fucking grossed out. But in my head, I'm like, at least she's gonna like turn around and acknowledge that. Like, hey, it comes a point you're old enough, you can. Nope. She goes, oh, what was that?
Oh.
It's like, oh yeah, what was that?
Your ass. Grandma ripped ass.
Think about what could that sound have been? I mean, it's anyway.
What was that?
I was so mad. It's a miracle that when I got to the wedding, I was in a good mood. That was a miracle because that experience was pissing me off. God. And then I had a long drive.
Did your eyes water?
Calm down from that.
I forgot my card. One of those. No, like,
I think I had a nosebleed.
Was it?
You,
you turned your hair gray.
I turned around on the freeway and drove back home because we were going through a metal checklist in
things
our
you have for the wedding.
Yeah, it was like, okay, I got my wallet, I got my phones, where's the card? Fuck. Turn around.
My card. This is a weird segment.
Oh, yeah. This is a good
My one. Card I was super proud of.
Oh, yeah?
Well, we...
Oh, I don't know, actually. I think we might have talked about it, but I didn't know if it happened.
Jenny, I want to give Kevin this certain card. Just, you can't give this... You cannot give this to Kevin and Rachel.
Well, Rocco gave him a Chewbacca card.
Right. Well, yeah. but anyway, so in our
what
card...
What was that wave off?
wife is saying...
Yeah, he's a moron.
Yeah. Well, anyways, the point is... Kevin gave me a card for my birthday, I don't know, a decade ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Forever ago. And it was rats wearing like a hat and then like holding maracas. And then inside it says Conga rats. And then Kevin wrote, this card fucking sucks, Kevin. And I loved it.
That made me laugh so hard.
So I gave that back to him for his wedding. Conga rats.
That's beautiful.
It was beautiful.
No, you told me about that, and I thought that was a great idea, but I never knew that you did it
until now. I did it. Yeah.
Did you recognize the card? Did you remember?
Oh, yeah, immediately.
Hell yeah.
And you had added to the signature?
We had another card inside of it. Where
One Jenny side was saying how funny it was, and the other side was from Jenny apologizing
for
the card.
Yeah, it was me saying, Kevin, this card I put inside this other card fucking rules. I'm so glad I did this. And Jenny is like, I apologize for Sean. This is not
sorry
funny.
For what y'all wanted to do.
Anyways.
Okay.
Conga rats, Kevin.
Conga rats.
Yeah. It is the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Sorry, yes.
Let's play a game. We're going to start with me. We're going to pan the camera down the aisle. This game's called Who Here Likes Football? Let's go.
You win.
He couldn't turn the camera around, but the answer was Kevin. He just couldn't. He was trying to do a 360, and he couldn't.
It's me. Sean's been dressed like this all day.
All week.
Yeah.
Getting
very
ready.
Excited. Very excited.
Well, you got cleats on and shit?
Dude.
He even has cleats on.
Yeah. Damn, dog.
Wow. He doesn't go never grass know in here. When you get the call, we need you.
Rudy style.
Blue like 42. You're going to get called into the game.
Hey, it's not looking good. Get out of the door. We need you to go on another mission.
Get, is that, this Sean Chatfield? Get that Sean guy.
Where is it this year?
It is in Miami.
Come on. Come, you.
That's why
you
it's got
that.
Such a heavy Latinx.
Oh, my God. What the fuck did you just say?
I just read on Twitter.
Yeah, but what
trending.
Was that inflection you used?
Latinx.
Yeah,
is that how you say it?
No. Nope.
Well, how do you say it?
It's not how you. It's not the word. It's your.
Look, they got Shakira and they got J-Lo from the block. It's in Miami. They're doing heavy numbers with the Latinx community. Oh, is that God. Better? Oh, fuck! It was trending on Twitter. It should have a text-to-speech option so I don't get this wrong every time.
Speaking of trending on Twitter,
Latinx was trending on,
it
trending
was,
on Twitter?
No, the trending Twitter was there will be a Latinx, there will be more of that.
How did he say it right?
The Super Bowl. That's literally heavy, all heavy it influence. Said. It was the vaguest headline ever.
It was wow. super vague.
Oh, okay.
Wow, that's beautiful. That's the whole world rejoiced in joy.
Great.
That's wonderful.
It was just, it was just the most vague bitch. Story. It was like, okay. But I was going to say, I just feel bad because...
Who would win the fight, Malcolm X or Latinx?
I feel bad because... I feel bad because last week, there was something I really wanted to discuss. I didn't get to. Oh. And now I don't think I'm going to.
Oh.
So okay. That's all I have to say about that.
I'm sorry, you feel bad.
I'll clarify.
Oh, okay.
I got these Baby Yoda socks. I really wanted to show them, so I wore them a second week in a row
without washing them.
Now I don't want to, pretty much, but now I don't want to show them.
Don't
so
look at
Kevin,
his baby
don't
Yodas.
Film them. Because don't now today they did this baby peanut or baby nut.
What?
Yeah, Mr. Peanut died, babies? And now there's Baby Nut. I didn't know that was gonna happen.
What the
this
fuck?
This whole baby shit. I'm now
Baby
so
Nut.
I want to say I'm sorry, and I won't wear these on another
you
podcast.
You can't say that on TV.
Yeah, baby that sounds
I'm
like
sorry.
A gross
don't, no,
sexual
don't,
thing.
Kevin, do
the
not.
The only person
it.
Who'd be down for Baby don't. Nut is Cuba Gooding Jr.
What?
I don't get it.
That one's for my Cuba Gooding Jr. fans out there. If you know, you know.
Johnny's laughing really hard, but I don't know why he's laughing.
Johnny, if you know, it to me. You know. If you don't know, you don't know.
I don't know. Well, some people know, some people don't. So,
all right. Yeah.
I probably am offended. I just don't know why.
The new Sonic movie has like baby Sonic in it too. The baby thing, baby's got to go.
Yeah, but I will say, if you're the first, you're allowed. So Baby Yoda is still allowed.
The first baby.
The first baby in existence.
The first baby in film.
You know what? Allie McBeal. I think is the first one. So
I'm done. I will not be wearing these again. I'll get rid of them right now.
Take them off. Take them off, baby.
We're back. We're
back. It down.
We're back, everybody. Sorry, we were temporarily banned on Twitch because I guess you can't quote unquote show feet anymore.
Yeah.
So anyway.
That's
a Tarantino rule.
Don't worry, these are out of the picture.
Ew, stinky.
At least put your shoes back on.
No, that's gross.
Yeah.
Shoes
with no. Yeah, shoes with no.
Oh my god,
socks.
You're not gonna do this podcast barefoot. That's Sean shit.
Yeah, but mine are clean.
Oh, you just said you wore the same socks.
You're
last
saying
week
my feet aren't
them.
Clean? How dare you?
Oh.
Now we got
I'll
two.
Take off my shoes and we'll show how we'll compare
Holy
who has cleaner
shit.
Feet.
Oh, no.
No.
You know what? If you do, Sean, I'll stand in solidarity.
We're
with
not going to do that.
Oh,
I'm
my God.
That.
I'm keeping him away.
Again, I'm expecting Andy Reid's going to give me a call any second now
Wait
to come play.
Second. Rocco said he wouldn't even take his shoes off on an airplane. What's going on here right now?
No.
Yes, we're in an open space.
We're friends.
This is a 747
we're all friends here. Parts
Supermax.
Is parts.
Parts is parts.
Yeah, parts
we're
is
all
parts,
friends.
Dude. Time to get used to them.
I'm used to my friend's feet. You know? After the tour, I saw all kinds of things.
Yeah, it's all good.
Wait, you were rooming with me on the tour.
Yeah, bro. He's a peaker.
I, yeah.
I don't know what that means.
I look through keyholes.
I don't know what that means.
Every modern hotel has this dumb fuck idea where they don't put locks on the bathroom doors, and half of them don't even close all the way.
Yeah, it's like what a slide. That's like a new hotel trend that, we're just not locking bathroom doors.
Pull your head
doors
out of your
anymore.
Ass. At least I don't want
back
hear
to actually
my girlfriend
having
shit.
Doors and not like glass and stuff.
Yeah. For a while there, it got even worse where then it was just, here's just a glass window. Instead of a door, it's like
that was my least favorite.
I don't want
era.
People to watch me shit. Well, it's okay. It's slightly frosted. Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, I can see the silhouette of my dick.
Yeah, I don't want to be seen at all.
It's because the hotel can unlock the front door to the room.
Oh.
But if you lock yourself in the bathroom and then do your drugs or slip and crack your skull,
drink your alcohol,
they're not going to be able to get in without destroying the door.
Damn.
So they leave that unlocked.
Well, whatever. At least just don't make the door transparent. Like, let's meet in the middle.
Yeah.
But it seems like that maybe
and dude,
is
that
better.
One hotel in Austin, there was no door between the hallway and the shower. You couldn't close the door. It was just you
had to get a privacy curtain.
You had to get a private. You had to call the front desk. Like, can I get a fucking something what? Besides
yeah,
just a
that was
shower
insane.
In the middle of the room?
What hotel was that?
That was in the W in Austin.
It's fancy, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. And it was like, if you have like a one king bed, it's like, okay, well, you're probably sharing a bed with someone.
Your wife, your husband,
whatever, or yourself, whatever. But when it's two queens, it's like, this is a, you don't know what the situation is.
Yeah, this is clearly people of different, you know.
Yeah, what is happening? Yeah. Why are we having a shower in the middle of the room?
And I brought this up before, but I stayed at a hotel once where the bathroom was like in the middle of the room and it was all glass walls.
What the fuck?
And it was seriously like you're gonna take a shit on a raised platform
display.
In front of everyone. Well, that's for rich dudes.
But
they get off on that, you know.
Seriously, I was there with someone I was dating, but they don't need to watch me shit no matter how close I am to them. Like
I stand by that.
No one I care about enough that I would put myself on a platform and say, "Look up here." You know, like shower, I don't care, whatever, do it. But, but even they don't need to see me do that though. I don't know.
Nah, you can see me take a shower.
Yeah.
You in particular. No, just Rocco.
She would probably be into it. Watching you shower, being all sexy.
Yeah.
Smudging yourself up against the
glass. Yeah.
Banging your dick against the glass.
No,
I foam up the glass and then I write words backwards with my dick. So you can read it. Like, I just took a heart or something. Yeah.
Dude.
I bet you've done that.
It's romantic. I'm going to get raunchy for a moment. You're jerking off in the shower. She's watching you. You come like a little heart on the glass.
Ropes.
Ropes.
Beep. Yeah.
And then you look through the heart-shaped window. And
yeah.
It's for you.
It's for you.
Skeet.
It's for you.
You could do it.
Yeah.
If you're a romantic type.
Yeah.
If you're a...
It's a lot of
Valentine's Day is coming up, guys. Get ready.
No, they don't like it when you waste it.
Okay.
don't waste one.
It's not wasted. It's I made art.
That's true.
It's on the window.
True.
It's not. You call my art a waste?
But, I mean, you wash it away. If you got... Give yourself about 10 minutes, maybe you got another one in the chamber.
Yeah, dude. I'm like a...
Waste not, want not.
I'm in peak physical condition. I'm like a fucking AR-15 with an extendo clip.
Skeet.
Mass skeeting.
Damn.
Weapon of mass skeet art. Anyway.
Oh, we have fun here.
We have fun.
Look, we joke around here. This
is a parody.
This is an environment show for comedy and for jokes.
It's a spoof.
It's 2020. Let's learn to laugh.
Speaking of classic comedy, spoof, satire, I want to talk about a movie I saw with Garrett and Johnny. Johnny's sitting back there.
He's watching the big game.
We watched, Oscars are coming up, and I always like to get caught up. You know what I mean? I always like to kind of see what the Academy's all about.
What's
so we watched Jay and Silent Bob reboot.
I
don't remember what that was nominated for. I haven't really read all the lists, but probably
best
screenplay.
Boy or something.
But
best acting.
Yeah, best director / writer.
Best daughter.
Best daughter. Yeah, but anyway, we watched Jay and Silent Bob reboot. We haven't had a movie in the Askewniverse very long time.
True.
So how was it? And that's a really good question. I don't know how to fucking review this movie.
You said it was baffling, or someone said it was really baffling.
That's the most I could say. Baffling is the best word. I don't even know. What do I say? Now, seriously, I was like talking to Garrett. I was like, we were almost like interviewing each other. It was like, did I have a good time? Yes. Do I fully understand why choices were made? No. There were scenes in that movie.
Sure.
That they would play out and end, and we would pause it and discuss it because we felt like we must have missed something.
It was almost like this could have been cut, right? This was like an afterthought.
Like they'll go somewhere and like, okay, so we're going to this. Like this is part of the plot. We got to reach here and get everyone together. It's basically the premise of the movie is Jay and Silent. The movie is like meta to the point of like, okay, stop.
It got a little much in the third act.
Jay and Silent Bob are trying to stop. Their last movie was they were trying to stop a movie about themselves.
Okay.
This movie is that someone is rebooting the movie about them and they have to stop the reboot from happening. But the movie is in itself kind of a reboot.
Of that first one.
Of Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Yes. So it's like they're doing the same thing again because they don't want a movie to be made that's the same thing again.
Is like the animal activist plot still a part of it?
Kind of.
There's an appearance.
They talk about, they revisit... Shannon Elizabeth's character.
Dude, it's a cameo every 2 minutes.
Every person in the movie is someone.
Yeah.
Nice. That aspect was kind of...
entertaining.
Sometimes it was like, yeah, get on with it. Another cameo. But sometimes it was like, oh, wow, okay. They really did get everyone. Okay. But it was... So it was just so meta that it was like, all right, chill out. The person directing the Jay and Silent Bob reboot is Kevin Smith. Kevin Smith is a character in the movie.
What?
Who's playing Silent Bob?
Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
Who's playing Kevin Smith? In the reboot of the...
Well, that's a cameo. I mean, you want me to tell you
In the world.
The actors in the movie, it's... Jay is mad because... I don't remember which
Blunt Man and Chronic.
He's Chronic. He plays Chronic in the Blunt Man and Chronic movie.
Uh-huh.
Chronic is Melissa Benoist, who is Supergirl.
Okay.
So he's mad about that. They rebooted it and he's a girl.
Okay.
That was a funny aspect because
there was stuff that was funny.
Stuff. He keeps getting Kevin Smith mixed up with Kevin James. So he keeps going, dude, Kevin James fucking took my dick away in this movie. Like, what the heck? Fuck this King of Queens motherfucker. He took my, you know, that part was making me laugh.
Okay.
But then Blunt Man is Val Kilmer. Batman Forever himself, Val Kilmer. And it was
sad.
I think that was the saddest thing in the whole movie.
I honestly wondered.
Val Kilmer is the saddest thing.
Sadder than the Stan Lee cameo.
When it was over, I was wondering if he was okay.
Was there a Stan Lee cameo?
Yeah.
There was?
Yeah. Well, no, he wasn't actually in it.
I mean, it was a credits cameo.
He did an interview with Kevin Smith a long time ago where he said, like, I want to be in your new movie. Let's film part of it now. And he kind of makes a joke about it. They play that, like, after the
credits.
Dude,
you think the movie ended and then the credits rolled? Movie continues through the credits.
So, yeah, I'm so glad you brought that up. So this movie has, whatever, it's just a rapid fire of shit. And scenes, and again, there were scenes in it that it is like, why was this kept in there? What is the point of this? That had nothing to do with the plot. There's a point where they're quoting Glengarry Glenn Ross for like 6 minutes and none of us knew it.
We did not know what the fuck was happening.
So they're doing a parody of a scene from Glengarry Glenn Ross. It ended and we were all like, so what was the joke during that part? I think that was Glengarry Glenn Ross.
This sounds amazing.
Because he said coffee's for closers.
This sounds fucking brilliant.
I mean, we were just like mystified. The end credits front to back are deleted scenes. Okay. So as soon as the credits start, it is deleted scenes. A lot of them were kind of like, oh, that would have been kind of important to keep that. I think it was either you or Trish who was watching. She was watching it too. Or actually, maybe it was Johnny. Somebody said, wait, so we're watching all the deleted scenes right now? Yeah. Why? And it started turning into like our third eye fucking opening. We were going, wait. They were cut from the movie because they would be too long to keep them in the movie.
Hey, you're watching the movie.
But we're all sitting and watching them right now. why did he cut them from the movie? And it's like, well, it's so the runtime of the movie isn't that long. But this is the runtime of the movie. Ah! I mean, we were like losing our minds. So we watched all the deleted scenes.
Technically, they're not even deleted scenes. They're just out of context scenes. He just took the scenes out of the movie and moved them to the end of the movie.
They're later scenes. They're not deleted scenes. They're delayed scenes. So it is a new concept. Delayed scenes is an entirely new concept.
That's dude, groundbreaking.
Dude,
that's
weed dead. Has changed
him. I've never
heard
that in a movie before.
Hey, I'm telling you, man. And yeah, there is a lot. You might be surprised to know a lot of weed references in this movie. Okay. I'm starting to think Kevin Smith is trying to.
Does Mark Hamill show up?
they play it like for a second he's going to and then cut. And it's cut like, away. Nope, nope. He didn't. And the guy who played, there's cameos from everyone in his past movies. The guy who played Randall in Clerks. Like, Clerks are two guys.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Randall is like, I read that script and was like, oh, fuck this. I'm not appearing. Yeah, so he's like the only like big cameo. But they got, but what Ethan. I was going to say, though, as a compliment was they didn't even try because they didn't think he would do it. But last minute, Ben Affleck reached out to them like, I'm not in this. Like, everyone else is in. And they were like, oh, shit. Like, they hadn't spoken in like a decade or something like that.
Wow.
So they got him. He reprises his Chasing Amy character. And you see kind of what's going on with him. And I remember reading something like that scene was like such a last minute, like, oh, I had to like write it in one day and get it ready. That's the best written scene in the whole movie.
Yeah.
That is the one, right? That is the one scene that felt like an old Kevin Smith movie where he was like trying, like it actually gave the movie like, oh, there's kind of like a moral to it or a point. And I would say that right there actually to me puts it above the last Jay and Silent Bob movie.
What?
Because the last one I thought was fucking stupid.
Just Scooby-Doo
and
dumb shit.
A waste of time.
Yeah.
I never liked it. This one was fucking stupid and maybe a waste of time, but at least it had a, you know what I mean? It had like a, they make a point about like having kids and like what we do with becoming parents and like how, you know what I mean? It was like, I don't know. It was like, oh, at least this one like tried to like go for something.
It was so many things in one. It was, you pointed out that like, dude, this is, we both loved the Clerks animated series.
Mm-hmm.
And you pointed out, like, this is written like that. And I realized, like, yeah, there's fucking sound effects behind stuff happening.
They write it.
It was like a cartoon with sound effects going on in the background.
Go into it thinking, oh, this is a new episode of the Clerks animated series. And I think you'll like it a lot more. For me, the reason I will recommend the movie, the reason I will give it a thumbs up at the end of the day is the movie was distributed by Saban Films, which is mentioned in the movie that Saban Films is the one producing the reboot within the movie, and they bring it up in the court case, and the security guard Jay goes, isn't that the company that makes the fucking Power Rangers? And then the security guard leans over to the judge and says, did you see when the Red Ranger became the Gold Ranger? That shit was tight. That was, I did not expect a deep cut Power Rangers Zeo reference, so the movie's a 10 as far as I'm
10
concerned.
For you.
So, yeah.
Wow.
And it wasn't a mocking reference. It wasn't, oh, you like Power? No, it was like, wasn't that sick when the Red Ranger became the Gold Ranger? When was the last time you heard that in a movie? Thank you. Movie of the year. Thank you.
Wow.
That, I'm going to say that and 1917 so
best.
Far
oh,
have been the best Dinkins. I've seen in January.
What do you got? Roger Dinkins, Kevin Smith showing you up.
Wow.
Yeah, Roger Dinkins.
I think I'll probably pass on this one.
Wow, after I just told you. So
What's wrong, dude?
No, I just...
You're not down with the VUSQ universe? The kids would love it.
I feel like I don't care at all anymore. No, I used to be super into it.
You'll care even like that movie. It milks that so much throughout the movie that you're just like, dude, shut the fuck up.
I want to be friends with Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
Because...
You're both podcasters.
Yeah. I feel like we're cut from the same cloth, but he's doing it big time.
Mm.
And we're doing it like... medium-sized time. I want to get in with Kevin Smith. Like, show me your secrets. How do you get all these movies made? Mm-hmm. Let's make something together. Let's do a Mega 64 Jay and Silent Bob crossover.
I'm down.
See?
I would do that.
Now you're down. But you talked all this shit on him, so he's going to be like, well, okay, we're cool, but not that guy in the football jersey.
No, Roger said 10 out of 10.
Not that guy in the football jersey. I love Kevin Smith. I think he's a great dude. I didn't understand some of the choices in this, but I said we had a good time.
Yeah.
I said we had a good time.
Yeah, definitely.
But the only thing I'm scared about is if we work with him. I'm going to have to just say no now because I'm scared he's going to try to make me do some some like reefer shit.
Snoochie boochies.
I'm scared.
I
am scared about that.
I will do the craziest drugs with Kevin Smith.
Oh God. Oh no.
What does he want to do? Creatine?
He wants to do that.
No,
Kevin Smith want to smoke Kratom?
What's Kratom?
No, no. I don't know. It's something Johnny was telling me about.
Am I going to have to watch a YouTube video?
Kratom. You can
Johnny's
buy it.
Be like, no, no, don't.
Hey, guys, this is the new Mega 64 podcast. We're going to smoke Kratom.
You smoke like this Kratom.
I'm sorry. I'm There's somebody in the chat giving all the info on Kratom. What the fuck is Kratom? This is the first time I've heard of this.
It's like a legal narcotic like substance.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I think it's like to help people get off heroin. They smoke Kratom or
really?
Eat it. I don't fucking
people
know.
People just do it, though, too.
Is it fun?
We're going to find out in the new Kevin Smith movie.
Jane Silent Bob re-reboot. And it's us. We're going to be the re-reboot.
It's Kratom. Fuck.
It's Kratom, G.
I smoke Kratos.
Today is the Super Bowl. Today is the Super Bowl. This is the official Super Bowl podcast. I saw a photo today of, I don't know who the fuck this person was. I think it's Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick.
It is Bill Belichick.
Sean confirmed it with me.
Got confirmation from me.
What's Billy up to?
I was talking about this photo before the podcast. I will try to reiterate my thoughts, but they're not going to come out as passionately as they were when I was talking about it before the podcast. But essentially, I saw this photo of Bill Belichick today that just fucking pissed me off. I'm sorry. It's 2020, and I'm trying to be more positive, and I'm trying not to complain. But this thing fucking stopped me in my tracks. Mm. If you just Google search Bill Belichick Beach Bash, you'll find a photo Beach of Bash. Him and his wife standing in front of some peak background, and he's just looking like a fucking turd eating dad.
A Ken doll.
I don't know. It looks like his wife dressed him. He's got flip flops on. His feet are all white, but his legs are all. It just looks so gross. Oh, he's so fat. And Bill? He's wearing short shorts. You can see his goddamn knees.
He's got veins. He's got
I was scrolling knees. Through Instagram just go, and I saw this picture. Stop me in my tracks. I just stared at it for 20 minutes, just being angry that. This guy's like a billionaire, and he dresses like shit. He dresses like a fucking Gap commercial.
I think when you're a billionaire,
he's not a billionaire.
Yeah,
he's a high tier millionaire, but there's no way that fucker's a billionaire.
Oh, he has like a Coachella wristband on, and look this picture up for yourself.
I'll put it in the podcast on.
Look it up for yourself. Question of the week: does this picture piss you off? It pisses me off, and I don't even know why. There's just something so repulsive about it.
It doesn't,
so
picket fence.
It doesn't make me mad, but it does make me uncomfortable.
It's like, it gives me the same feeling I have. Y'all know, I talk about this all the time. I can't drink wine. When people offer me wine, I reject it on the principle.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Nothing against wine. I'm sure it tastes good. I don't know because I don't drink it because I hate wine culture.
Yeah.
I hate people that are just obsessed with wine to the point where it's like, I don't want to drink that because I don't want to be one of those people.
But I think you can drink, like there's also a coffee culture, but you'll drink coffee.
Yeah, I love totally, coffee culture.
Totally. That's kind of how I feel about it.
there's a beer culture.
And I grew up with, I don't drink wine either, but I grew up with wine being more like, you know, there was always lots of Italian food flowing.
Let me tell you the difference.
A little bit of wine with it, you know, so it wasn't a big deal for me.
Yes, there is coffee culture, but you don't see people wearing shirts like.
That's true.
Well, you do. See shirts like,
you
don't
do.
Talk to me before I've had my coffee.
That's coffee true. Mom.
But they're all about drinking coffee. I feel like wine culture takes other shirts. Like, and bless then you. Makes it about wine. I've seen like Will run for wine, and it's a picture of like a woman running with a wine glass. Like I'm fluent in wine. Stupid shit
but
like that.
I think you could substitute wine for coffee, and that shirt exists. There's no way.
Oh yeah, I'm sure it does.
Those are the same people.
But I know what you mean. It's on a level that.
And when it comes to like beer culture or weed culture, yes, it's prevalent. Yes, it's everywhere. But everybody acknowledges like. That's fucking stupid.
Like, yeah. They're right? Totally like, well, yeah, we know that they are.
Yeah, it's those guys in college are going to hang up the Budweiser sign. They're going to have a stupid beer shirt.
Yeah,
but they're fucking knuckleheads.
No, but the beer culture,
but the
I'm
wine
talking,
thing is accepted. That's
well,
interesting.
But the wine thing is accepted. Like, oh, well, we're respectable moms, but don't talk to us when it's wine o'clock. Because
I am around craft beer culture people a lot.
Is it annoying?
It is so annoying, and it is the same to me as wine culture. It is the same, and because it's craft beer, it's higher end. They feel like they can drink it whenever, and they can talk about it all the time because it's, we're not drinking Budweiser. We're drinking our craft brew, which is actually being whiskey-aged, barreled, and fucking knows
you know what?
We played Metallica.
Sean, I'm going to agree with you. I also hate that, and I also don't drink craft beer. I don't want to be a part of this. Like, our whole social circle is talking about our favorite kind of alcohol.
Yeah.
That's not my thing.
I know I brought this up before. I'm sorry for repeating myself, but I really do love the running gag in South Park, the Fractured But Whole video game, where everywhere you go is people chugging wine in the foreground or the background.
Oh, yeah.
Going, can you believe they're just going to, and they're just going to legalize it. Like, everyone's just going to be a pothead everywhere. Yeah, I don't know what this is. Like, what is everyone coming to? Yeah, I don't get it. Yeah, that was such a funny running gag. Like, there's like excess wine chugging everywhere you go.
Yeah, so
that was a really funny
Matt and
running
Trey
gag.
Are on the same page as me.
But, you know, there are these things, like the wine culture, I feel like I haven't really been accustomed to that. I haven't seen that so much because that's like expensive shit. Whereas craft beer, I think it's like, you know, $10 for like a big bottle and then they share it. I don't know. It's not my thing.
I'm not going to name any names, but there are certain people in my own family who annoy the shit out of me because I'll be hanging out at their house and it'll be like, you know, married couple talking, wife talking to the husband or back and forth be like, we only have 2 bottles of wine left in the fridge. Well, that's going to be a problem.
Uh-oh.
And I don't know if that's even going to last me till tomorrow. So do we go to Costco now? And I'm like, this is Costco. Really? You have 2 bottles and you're worried it's not going to get trick? You till tomorrow?
How much fucking shit. Wine do we drink?
Wow. Yeah. And is it Vino Clock yet?
Oh, you know it's Vino Clock. And I'm just like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I think
that's
what it is. I don't mind these things. I like craft beer. I know a guy who owns a brewery, and his beer is good. Like, it's fine. It's just these fuckers who could get so annoying about it that it ruins it for everyone. It ruins it.
And then you have your shirt about wine, and you have your wall art about wine, and you have your special tote bag that holds the wine bottles so they don't clink. And it's like, this is all-consuming. It's like taking over your life.
Dude.
The reason I bring all this up, I look at this photo, and I get the same feeling, like, about wine culture, but... Yeah, something
but that's
about
Bill
like
Belichick.
Beach football. Ball. This isn't football culture. I don't know what it is. I'm not saying this is a cultural phenomenon, but when I look at this photo, it hits me in like with the wine culture dagger in my heart, and I'm just like, oh, fuck all this. Whatever.
They look like extras from Desperate Housewives.
Yes, you're spot on. Anyways, not trying to complain and be too negative. Just trying to riff on. That stuff.
My second favorite theme park in the world
nice.
Is Epcot.
Okay.
Sure.
And you know what? It would be awesome someday if we were able to do game days like on the East Coast and maybe even go there. Who knows?
Mm.
But man, Derek, whenever you go, I want to be right there next to you and just watch your reaction. Because man, the World Showcase portion of that park, you will have to sit down. You'll just be so overwhelmed. Because I want to say half of it is people enjoying the theme park, and the other 50% are, it is like moms in those shirts. Like, it is just like, oh no, oh, why are there so many people here with
wine time?
It was overwhelming. It's like, that's become a thing. It's like, ooh, go to every part of the world and drink their wine and do that. It's like, I don't know.
I believe if you're into something cool,
that's fine. It's a hobby.
Just everybody out there, if you're listening, heed this advice. Make an effort to be well-rounded, right? You are an individual and you're multifaceted and you got so many things going on in your life. Don't focus on that just one thing and make that your entire universe.
Especially when it's a wine specifically.
Or especially coffee or craft beer.
Hey, or for some people, it's fucking Matchbox cars, whatever it is. Yeah.
Don't, anime.
Don't, I really, Power I really, Rangers. Even just now, even just now, what?
What?
Even
Disney.
Just now,
yeah.
Even just now, I legit felt bad bringing up the theme park connection because I do a lot feel like, oh, fuck, I'm bringing that up too much.
Well, God, I bring up the Olympics a lot.
We all have our interests, definitely.
And you can have
an
interest.
You have more than one.
Yeah,
just the blind guy.
I have a lot of interests, but some I catch myself talking about too much. But
what do I talk about too much? I don't know. You guys need to help me out.
I don't think you ever talk about something too much.
Myself?
No, I was just joking. I just, you know, threw it out
there. Myself absorbed.
I do. I did get that way with this past few months with Star Wars. I felt like I was bringing up Star Wars. We all kind of did every podcast for a stretch. But yeah, but shit was happening. Yeah.
Yeah.
The movie came out and we went to the thing and whatever. So I forgave myself.
Derek, they're saying comics, but that's a new thing for you. So
I don't think you bring that up too much.
No, you don't. Yeah, it's not.
Y'all, I don't talk about, I buy comics every week. I never talk about it. When was the last time I talked about comics? Come on.
Yeah, I don't know.
Real talk, I know what mine is. I know it's annoying and I can't stop. And it's my kids. I can't stop.
Yeah,
and I tell stories in the middle. Yeah. I think, why am I telling Garrett this fucking story?
I don't think it's annoying.
He doesn't
though.
Care. I never he doesn't think, fucking care. Why am I doing this? And I can't stop. You can't stop.
That's in your head, bro. Mm. I never get annoyed.
No, we all have a thing.
Sean's right.
Yeah, I'm right. I'm always right.
Find another interest.
I like hearing about the kids.
Why?
You got to diversify your interests.
Because I know
with compartmentalizing your kids.
These close up on me,
yeah.
Please close up on me. These motherfuckers in the chat are trying to pigeonhole me, saying I talk about comics too much.
Mm.
Ooh,
I reject your fallacy.
That's just all I can come up with.
That's your projection on me.
Oh.
I know my own truth. I respect my truth.
Mm.
I never talk about comics.
Yeah, they're trying to
get
you.
You ain't putting that label on me. No, I reject it.
They're trying to get you.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of trying to get you. Why don't you try to get yourself some great stuff at shop.mega64.com.
But I do love comics. Don't get me wrong.
We don't have comics at shop.
Oh.
I would love to make a Mega 64 comic.
Yeah, that would be cool.
But don't talk to me until I've had my comics.
Yeah.
That's a good shirt.
Well, I want to say shop.mega64.com, the best. Enough said. You can't get any better than shop.mega64.com because we've got all kinds of stuff. We got media, Blu-rays, our soundtrack, Mega 64 stuff. That's great. But we've got apparel that is second to none. In fact, just this last Friday, we put up a smash hit new item. More than one, in fact.
Mm.
But you could look at it as one thing. If you want a new outfit, we put up the new Mega 64 Chroma joggers. That's right. For the first time ever, we're doing pants.
Damn. Can you imagine?
And there's a matching sweatshirt to go with it. Chroma sweatshirt. God. And they both go together in a perfect outfit. This is your new wardrobe, as far as I'm concerned. You don't need anything else.
Nothing.
Why
else.
Wear anything else?
Nothing.
So get both of those items today. Those pre-orders are going to be up only until it's a limited time until Tuesday night. And the reason for that is we actually have to put in orders before PAX because we want to have them at PAX. But so they're going to go till Tuesday night. You have until then to pre-order those. And another thing we like to do every podcast is something we call the 64-hour special, a shirt that we only have for 64 hours and then it's gone. There was one shirt we did last year that people really liked. We actually, when we printed it, we got extras. Well, sometimes we have extras printed and then honestly, other times some people don't claim theirs, or there's weird stuff that happens. We had leftover stock. So this is a first come, first serve 64-hour special. Once they're gone, they're gone. The Digital Drugs shirt is available right now. Is everything okay?
There. Oh.
I love that shirt.
Yeah.
It's like a drum roll before the shirt.
It's a second chance to get that, but we're not printing it again. It's just we're clearing out what we have. So it's first come, first serve. So get that. You have 64 hours to pick that up. Thank you. Did you have a thing to read or no?
No.
Okay.
But
just double checking.
What I have been reading in the comic book world lately is I'm not going to talk about it.
Oh, I thought you
were here. Oh, come on.
My favorite comic lately has been a new series called Safe Sex. Check it out.
I can get behind this. Good message.
It's almost like 1984 type society, but the government has outlawed sex.
Oh, fuck that.
And so for people to like, you can do like missionary style for 3 minutes, but you need like a government permit to do it.
Wow.
And then you need to like report your sex to the government. And if you don't do that, they like arrest you and take you to like a re-education center where they like torture you sexually to make you like want to hate having sex. And there's like a resistance force of these like ex-strippers and prostitutes.
Yeah. That
they're basically like the rebels in Star Wars, but they like to have sex.
Yeah.
It's actually a really fucking awesome comic. Five issues are out now. The issue number 6 is coming out in February. I just discovered this randomly at the comic book store. And it's really actually a cool, good comic. So I recommend it. That's the one I've been reading lately. That's my favorite current comic.
I think that premise.
Safe sex. Check it out.
I think that premise is dumb because I already hate sex.
Whoa.
Not that great.
Cool, bro. Oh, my God.
Damn.
Waste of time.
I can't even concentrate right now. So, I had sex last night.
I hope that's not true.
I can't do a podcast.
What are you expecting?
Because less than 12 hours ago, I was having sex.
Oh, no.
I had her on that tractor.
Hey, guys, if you didn't get to go to our live show, this is kind of the humor we do. You know, it's kind of like...
doing characters.
I was with the tractor girl last night, and I went to go... see 1917, and I said, I don't care about World War One. I had sex last night.
No, we didn't even need a popcorn.
I couldn't even finish the joke.
Funny. I did see 1917. I saw it with Johnny, actually, this week.
What'd you think?
Great film.
Oh.
Good movie. Check it out.
I agree.
You mentioned that you saw it.
I agree.
We were talking a few weeks ago about are you talking about Oscars? We're talking about Joker. Joker got 11 nominations. You mentioned what got nominated for best cinematography. And I remember thinking why? Was there any point in that movie where damn, this is shot fucking cool?
What, Joker?
Joker.
When he put his fingers in that little kid's mouth.
That was the best part.
That's fucking shot.
Next year, if 1917 doesn't win the cinematography,
it's nominated this year.
Yeah,
because it came out in limited release last year.
Yeah. Oh, well, that movie's got it in the bag. If they don't give it to 1917,
right?
Terminate the Oscars.
Yeah, it's Roger Deakins.
Seriously,
it's Roger Deakins who has fucking earned his keep in Hollywood too. He already won for Blade Runner, right? He won for Blade Runner, and I didn't know he was the director of photography for this movie ahead of time. And I'm sitting through the movie and the part where he was lit by flares overhead.
That was beautiful.
I was it's that guy. It's Roger Deakins. I remember him from Blade Runner and
the point is,
I was it's him. It's him.
Multiple points through this movie. I mean, throughout the whole duration of the movie, kind of the appeal is the cinematography because it's all one take or it's made to look like one take. And that's an achievement, and it's very impressive that they do that. But in addition to doing that, outside of just that accomplishment, there are multiple points in the movie where you're fuck, this is beautiful.
Yeah. Great shot regardless
of
one take.
Holy shit, this is enchanting. You're sitting there thinking how the fuck did they film this?
Yep.
This is fucking crazy. How the fuck do you film this?
That's.
And I feel like when you're watching a movie and that's what you're thinking, that's the movie you give the Oscar to for cinematography.
And that's what I was saying before. I was saying that movie just became, I was into the story, but that movie just became me sitting on the edge of my seat going, how are they getting this? How are they getting this? How are they getting this? And I had a lot of people tell me, oh, well, actually you can see the transitions between shots here and here. And it's I'm not even talking about that. Cause I know there are hidden transitions in that movie. That's not the secret. For me, the thing was just, how are they getting the camera here? How are they getting it there? He's going through water. How are they doing that?
Is that
how are they following him through that? That's where I was going ooh, wow. I want to see all the rigs that you
do. Do you think that's really because we film things that we think that, or that just anyone would think that regardless of?
I don't know. It just depends on how dialed in you are on that stuff.
I guess.
But I will say, coming from my background,
I think
that's
specifically
all I was doing
this movie, whether you're a layman's or a filmmaker, I think this is the type of movie where you would think, how the fuck did they film this? Because it's very obvious throughout the film. There's some CG in the movie, but there's a lot where you can tell, this is just real people, and they're just not cutting away. And, they're going through windows of the second story and transitioning to following the person on the ground, and it's seamless. And you're I mean, there's no wires. You're not seeing any equipment. They're doing 360 rotations around characters. Yeah.
Well,
there's no crew here. There's no lights. How the fuck are they filming this?
I found out there were shots in the movie too, without giving anything away, but there are shots that are just oh my God, they're covering so much ground and he's just running and da 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 da. And one of the tricks they used was crew dressed up as soldiers.
That's smart.
What a fucking great idea.
That's smart.
Oh, they're going to see the crew. All right, they're fine. See the crew. Whoa. They're all in World War One gear. It was just like,
that's
this movie fucking
brilliant.
Rules.
That's, see, I
you
love.
Have, you guys have to see this.
I love movie. That I kind see of it. Shit.
But so outside of that, I'll talk about it a little bit more. 1917, it's not all one take, but it basically is all one take. You can watch it
they
for yourself.
They play it that way, yeah.
It basically is. And so it's interesting. The camera never cuts away. So they have to tell their story in a different way than a typical movie because every scene, it basically the whole movie is just one giant unending scene. Like it has to, it's comprised of little scenes that are strung together as they move locations, but no one scene is too long before they move to the next location. And they just have to make every beat and every moment interesting. There's no lulls. I mean, there's a part where he gets into a car, he like hitches a ride to go down the road, and they're driving down the road. And I'm thinking, well, this is gonna be fucking boring. Now he's just in the car ride. But then, you know, they have a little scene there, and then something happens, and it's like, oh, now the movie has to move on to the next thing. So it was very much like a Rick Rollicking adventure. Like every 5 minutes, some new twist or unexpected thing would kind of blow them off their path to, you know, it's almost like the Odyssey, you know, they're just going along trying to achieve this quest and shit just keeps coming at them from every direction.
I agree. Yeah.
Trying to give a review without spoiling this movie. Okay. I think everybody out there should go check it out. It's I really enjoyed it. 1917.
Yeah. I enjoyed the shit out of it. And it was, I said it before, the only war movie I could think of where when it ended, I was like, fuck it. Just fuck, rewind that and play it again. You know what I mean? Like somebody, you watch a war movie and you're like, I'm good. Like I'm spent.
Yeah.
I was spent. And yet I was like, I just got to see how that again, like, dude, you know, anyway, it was great.
I'm going to check it out.
It's going to win best cinematography. Fuck Lighthouse. Ooh. All right.
But Rob Patton,
they couldn't even get color.
Rob.
Like we own an HD camera. Guys, you need to borrow it. Jesus.
So let me ask everybody. I saw more movies in the past 6 months than I've seen probably in the past 6 years.
Mm. Yeah, I saw a lot too.
I saw Parasite, Uncut Gems. I saw Dr. Sleep. I saw Bad Boys for Life. I saw 1917 and maybe a couple others too that I'm not recalling right now. What was everybody's favorite movie of the year that you saw?
Of last year?
Mine?
Yeah. Just,
I didn't see that many, but Once Upon a Time in Hollywood was my favorite movie.
Yeah, that for me, that or Irishman. I pick Irishman because I think I like that cast so much, but either of those.
I saw Irishman too, yeah. A lot of the chat's joining in. A lot of people are saying Knives Out. I didn't see Knives Out. Heard it was really great.
I didn't
see
that either.
Totally had the ending spoiled for me, so.
I have no idea.
I know nothing about
Knives Out, so I'll check that out too. Is that nominated?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, is this good though? Okay. Whatever.
I think personally, I'm going to have to go with Uncut Gems, my favorite
movie.
Yeah,
I never saw that. I really wanted to because you guys were like glowing about it.
Yeah, it's a toss-up between, for me, Uncut Gems and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you see that one, Derek?
No.
I'm curious what you would think about that one. I loved it, but it really is just like, I'm just going to hang out with these people and that's it.
Yeah, both
and it
wasn't so
like, you know, a crazy, like, oh, we got to do this, and this is the movie. It's just like, let's just watch these people hang out for a while.
It really, like, mastered that time and that place. It was really,
it was just
I really ended up.
I just had fun, honestly, so.
But I really loved Parasite, too. Like, I keep debating if that should be my, I don't know. This year, like, going into these, like, nominations, too, this is actually a rare year where I really loved kind of all of them. There's a couple I still haven't seen. I never saw Jojo Rabbit.
Yeah, I wanted to see that. No.
I kept hearing great stuff, but it was like none of my like close friends saw it. I never saw that.
I went to the indie theater in town that plays all the Landmark, you know, the Landmark Theater plays all the indie movies.
Yeah.
And there were still signs up, so Jojo Rabbit's still in theaters, as well as I went and saw Color Out of Space.
Mm. Yeah.
That Nick Cage is in.
I just found out about this movie today.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was going through...
I really liked it.
I was going just around the internet and heard about this H.P. Lovecraft movie with Nicolas Cage. I watched the trailer and I was like, I don't know if this looks very good. But the trailer also doesn't give very much away. So
yeah, yeah. It's funny because like last week I got invited. I think Frank and a couple people went to go see it. They invited me, but I was busy.
Yeah.
And then I ended up talking to them about it later, and they told me how good it was and how I would like it.
Oh, okay.
And then I had watched Mandy finally, which was like 2018 Nick Cage horror movie. And I really enjoyed that. So I was just thinking like, dude, let me keep this train a rolling. So Saturday night, I went and saw Color Out of Space. But oh, nice. I dug it. Usually it's Stuart Gordon, the director who adapts Lovecraft stuff. And then Jeffrey Combs always stars in them. And those are like some of my favorite horror movies. So I thought this would be right up my alley. And this new director, you know, someone I hadn't heard of. Did a great job with it.
The trailer said the return of director so-and-so, who I'd never seen.
Yeah, I didn't.
I never heard of him, but I was like, okay, is this a famous director making this? But
it had the like good character actors in it, and then like a couple little cameos like that were well, you know, I enjoyed everything about it. Good, good monster effects.
Okay. All right, I will probably check that out. You know, I really enjoyed Parasite, but at the same time, it didn't seem any better or worse than all the other really great films that have been coming out of Korea for the past 10 years. Mm-hmm. It just felt like a very Korean movie, you know? And it's funny to me, like, I don't know what separates Parasite from all these other great films, going all the way back to even Old Boy.
I liked, of that director, I liked Snowpiercer better.
Snowpiercer was great.
But I just thought it was a really, really incredibly solid movie. I really loved the story.
It is a great movie. Yeah. No doubt about it. But there's so many other great films that have been coming out of Korea for years and years and years. And I don't know why, but I feel like this one just had like a whole marketing campaign behind it and got really like word of mouth all over the radio. I was just confused. Like, why of all the great films from the past decade, Parasite is the one that's breaking through?
Because I think that director has had just enough of a good streak and momentum that guy's finally breaking out to where he puts something out. It gets like notoriety. And this one was like that. Plus it's solid enough that it's like, look, we got to just like push this out. Like, most people would enjoy this movie, you know, regardless of if it is like the most high art or not. That had the most chance, I think, of like breaking through, right place, right time kind of thing. And so I think they just went in on that. I think his last movie Okja or whatever. That wasn't like that great. And I think this just hit at the right time where it's like, look, it's solid all the way through, and this director's getting big enough that I think it was just right place, right time. But anyway, but I think it's a great movie. I really liked it. I'm not going to pick that as my.
I need to see that. That was playing at that.
You would like Parasite.
Yeah,
I like others. I love Old Boy. I love.
There's so many great Korean films from like past. I mean, going on 20 years at this point.
Yeah. What was that monster one?
I think
The Host.
The Host. Yeah. Did this guy do The Host as well? I think he did. I didn't really enjoy The Host. I really liked Snowpiercer. The Chaser was on Netflix for a while, a few years ago. That movie's rad. I saw The Devil was also an amazing movie that was on Netflix. Those are kind of more like thriller suspense films. The Wailing was like a really strange, bizarre horror film. Do you remember The Wailing?
The Wailing. That sounds familiar.
Richard, I think, on Howard Stern was saying it was like the greatest horror film he ever saw.
It's his favorite.
Yeah, a few years ago. So I saw, you know.
The Wailing. All right.
A lot of great films out there. Parasite was also a great film. So,
yeah, I really, most of the nominees I loved, other than the ones I didn't see.
Mm-hmm. Did the Academy Awards already happen?
No.
Oh, that's next weekend.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Same with the XFL.
Although, I will say, though, I forgot. Joker is not nominated a bunch of times like we talked about. I saw that again this week.
Why?
My family.
Nice. Hell yeah.
My dad.
Was it better than you remember?
My dad bought it. I was over there for something, and he was like, wait, we're going to watch Joker. Just stick around, like, have dinner and whatever. That was 10 times more boring this time than
really.
He's still great. I mean, if he wins, good for him.
No, he was great.
But knowing what will happen in that movie and already knowing that had nothing to fucking offer. It was like, yeah, all right, man.
See, because I liked.
He said it, not me. This one's on Rocco.
Well, there's some movies, though, that are like that. Even I remember when, I know it's going to sound goofy. I remember when Superman Returns came out in like, what, 2005 or 2006?
Yeah.
And when I first saw that, I was like, holy shit, like that movie was such a tribute to like the Christopher Reeves movies. Mm-hmm. What a well done thing. It wasn't all about just fucking action. It was like really, you know what I mean? It was like, I don't know. It had like a point to it kind of. And then man, I went and saw it a second time and it was, oh fuck, do I walk out? Like I had, you know what I mean? It's like that movie is slow as hell. Yeah. And like one time I really got a lot of emotional reaction out of, but the second time it was like, I already know, yeah. Man, I already know. There's some movies where you do feel like I already know, I got it, yeah. You know? And that doesn't even mean they're bad. It just is like,
well, when I saw
one viewing, well, maybe it does if it's worth one viewing.
There's degrees.
And not.
Like there's a movie where you watch it one time and yeah. It goes, wow, that was a piece of fucking shit. Yeah. But then there's movies where you watch it one time. You're like, I liked it. And then you watch it again. You're like, actually, no, it was a piece of shit. And then there's movies where you watch them again and again and again, and they get better right. The more yeah. Times you watch yeah. Them. And yeah. Those are the great films.
Those are the good ones.
Once upon a time in Hollywood, I saw and thought it was great when the first time I saw it. But over Christmas break, I feel like every day somebody else wanted to watch it. Like, and then my family hadn't seen it, so they wanted me to bring it to them. And then I ended up seeing it, like, I swear to God, like 3 or 4 times over that thing. And I enjoyed it more each time. Like,
that's I think.
Okay, which movie?
Once upon a time in Hollywood. Like, I had a fucking great time every time with that. I don't know if I enjoyed it more, but I should say, like, I had a fun time every single time.
I think you really just learned to like the characters.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
This is,
it's like playing a good album.
It's the opposite of Joker, where I don't like anyone on the screen at any point.
Yeah, Joker is
this
much
is
worse,
like, so. I just like all these people, and I want to just hang out with them. It's fun. Yeah. So I'm just having a fun time doing that.
But then there's stuff like, you know, I saw a couple of years ago Mulholland Drive for the first time. And as soon as that ended, I was like, holy shit, I have to play that again. And I got more out of it each time. That's one where it actually exponentially gets more and more like I'm getting more out of this each time. You know, a denser movie, I think, does that. But anyway.
That's Catching the Big Fish.
There's another category. Sometimes you watch a movie and you're like, that fucking sucked. And then you watch it again and you're like, oh no, actually, that was brilliant.
Yeah, that was me. That was me with...
There Will Be Blood.
There Will Be Blood, definitely.
I was there for you with
there. Definitely hated that the first time, and then somebody bought it for me, and I was like, okay, I had a different mindset now. You know what I mean? I was marketed a different movie, and now I'm watching it for what it is, and I love it. Eyes Wide Shut.
Oh.
A lot of Kubrick's movies, the first time I saw them was just like, I don't know if I was with him for this one. And then it's like, oh, I'm still thinking about it.
I mean, that's
play
true.
It again. Yep. Yeah. Fucking love that one too. Yeah. But Eyes Wide Shut was like, I felt really like disconnected from when I first saw it. And then I watched it again and I'm like, God damn it. I love this.
The Clockwork Orange like freaked me the fuck out when I first saw it.
Oh, really?
Oh, I hated it. I was like, why would we watch this?
I don't like that
movie.
I don't like that
movie. See, that is opposite for me. I watched it once and was like, I really hated that. And I didn't think about it again.
Yeah.
like all these other ones, I had like repeat thoughts and I had to revisit. That one, I was like, I didn't like that movie.
I love that movie. That's my favorite Stanley Kubrick movie.
Way.
Really?
A Clockwork Orange, yeah.
More than like 2001?
Definitely.
Or Shining? More than Shining?
100%.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Clockwork Orange.
But it fucked me up at first.
This is going to sound stupid because we're talking about Stanley Kubrick. Sure. I think Clockwork Orange is the most punk rock Stanley Kubrick movie.
Well, that's why I fucking loved it. And that's why all my friends showed it to me, but I think they showed it to me at such a young and impressionable time that I was scarred by it. But
yeah,
it imprinted something in my little adolescent brain that was like, when you're ready.
I think every discussion about that movie is the first 20 minutes, and the fucking rest of it is so boring. There's no value in the rest of it to me. I'm just sitting there like, fucking wrap this up.
You just want all the action.
I do really think that the part where he's like in jail for the second half of the movie.
Rehabilitating.
Always puts me to sleep. It always puts me to sleep.
Yes.
It is a very slow-paced film.
I love Stanley Kubrick, and I like Clockwork Orange, but I'm not going to say that second half of the movie doesn't make me want to fall asleep.
But then,
it puts me to sleep too sometimes.
But like 2001 is a slow-paced movie,
sure.
And I could watch that on repeat for 24 hours without sleeping. Like, I just am fucking engaged in that on the edge of my seat, like, wow. Like, you know what I mean? It's just like, that speaks to me. Whatever. It's slow as hell, but it speaks to me.
Sure.
But I think, you know, the first 20 minutes, the beginning of the film, is so iconic and so unique. everybody recognizes the movie. The soundtrack. When you see stills of it, yeah. when you see those droogs in their white costumes in the milk bar, you know what movie that is, even if you haven't seen it.
That is true.
Because it's it is iconic. So.
Simpsons did it.
Did they really?
Dude,
Bart Simpson is a
one
droog?
Of the third Treehouse of Horrors. He dressed. I saw
he
that.
He does dress like that. He does.
I saw that before I had seen the film, and I went like, "Oh, goes, this is what Simpsons
he
made
goes
fun
trick
of."
Or treating as
I
that.
Always thought when I was a kid, I'd go to the movie store, I'd see the cover of Clockwork Orange, and I thought this movie's too fucking scary for me. Yeah. Him with the spike on the eye on it, I was like, I don't know what the fuck this is, but this shit's gonna fuck me up.
Yeah.
And then when I watched it, I mean, it's not a horror movie per se.
No.
No.
And there's stuff
there's
in there.
Horrible
I mean,
things in it,
my childhood prediction was right. I did get fucked up watching that movie, but it wasn't like, I thought it would be like Jason's coming for him. And, you know, it wasn't that kind of movie.
No.
I will say, though, that the cutest figure coming out, I do collect figures, yes.
What?
In case you've never seen this show before.
You do?
I have a figure collection. The cutest figure coming out this year, I don't know if you've seen it, Garrett. Nendoroid is doing the main dude from
Alex?
Orange. Yes. And it's a, it's like a little chibi version of him with the knife out at the hat. And he comes with all these all the accessories, the mask with the long
some
nose.
Some Milk Plus. We got the Malaco Plus.
All of it.
Oh!
You should see
I'm
it.
I'm getting this.
You might want to pick that up.
Yeah, yeah. I have a couple Nendoroids. The last one I got was probably the Isabel Summer outfit.
I think this actually ties into a bigger thing that I wanted to bring up too. I think the Kubrick estate just did something that relaxed all their shit. Because they used to be very protective. And I'm wondering if maybe the grandkids need money.
You guys need to watch that.
I did.
Fucking, you did. You,
Film Worker. God. It was
Film Worker.
Fabulous.
Thank you. You guys would fucking love this documentary. Sorry, but like it talks all about the estate and this guy who controls all of it.
I wonder
it's
if
super
it's,
interesting.
They are lax with it now.
Maybe that guy died.
Maybe. The guy was old and sick looking.
Maybe.
Because now there's new merch with all of his old film assets on it, or like aside from this Kubrick, there's more stuff.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, so, you know, Ready Player One had this whole Shining part of it, which was like, whoa, like I thought the Kubrick estate was way more protective. They're just walking through one of his old movies.
Right.
That's kind of crazy. And then that happened again with today, the Super Bowl
Bryan
commercial.
Cranston,
Bryan Cranston is in The Shining. It's like, is The Shining like free reign now or what? I don't see that with his other movies, but I just remembered as I'm sitting here, that Nendoroid is coming out, that figure of the Clockwork Orange guy. And then I realized, over the last year, you guys don't know how many Japanese figures came out of 2001 A Space Odyssey. I bought them all.
You have them,
I got, they did Mafex, like all these posable figures, like in all the different spacesuits. And then I got like a chibi Dave Bowman, and like all this stuff came out. And I'm like, wait, none of that happened before like the last year or two. I think something happened where like they went, you know what, merchandise this shit, who cares?
Interesting.
Right? Chat, it seems that way.
I don't know.
Chat confirmed the Film Worker dude is still alive at 71.
He's still going.
We should remember the dude's name. He was a fantastic actor and everything.
Yeah,
this
he was in Barry Lyndon.
It was great how he devoted his life to Stanley.
Yeah, he quit acting because of Stanley and just became
to just
like
be his aide.
His like honestly like his like, whipping boy. He like gets like destroyed by him.
But like all the movies we love wouldn't have come to be without this dude, it seems. It's like Stanley used him to his advantage so much that like he was Danny's personal acting coach and like nanny basically throughout all of The Shining.
Danny's nanny.
Danny nanny.
It was a great documentary.
Yeah.
Leon Vitale.
I
do
want to check that
out.
Leon Vitale. I've heard that. I know that name.
Well, it's all about him. It's good.
I have to check that out. But anyway, the Kubrick situation. I don't know what's going on with that.
I'm going to get that.
I don't need to see anybody else in The Shining, though. Thank you.
Enough. How do you find out about new figures coming out?
How do I?
There's gamer
blogs. Oh, my God. We are running late.
Twitter,
this is going to be an hour
Twitter.
Long.
No, this will be a long show tonight. It's okay. We'll go 3 hours. It's fine.
Okay.
We'll do, Twitter, I see a lot of people post about them, but I have a few, there's a couple sites I read and a couple forums that I read too, where people are always posting shit to the top. Like, you know,
what's the number one, if you want to get into figure collecting, what's the number one secret information?
Why
would he tell you? If somebody else buys the toy? They're going to put it in their bedroom.
Real talk.
No,
real talk. I really don't care to share it.
I know.
What?
Because
they sell
some
out.
Of these ones that they I do. Get, sell out so fast, I don't want to send a ton of people to it.
Oh, my God. I'm right there with you.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Sorry.
Wow.
I discuss in person. Dang, dude.
Can people out there? Sites? All right, fuck it. Sir Steve.
You're joking.
Sir Steve gives
you're
the info.
You're kidding.
Is that for real? My God.
No. Sir Steve still got the Star Wars hookup.
You're fucking
dude,
with us.
Dude, that site's going to go down again.
Uh-oh. Every time I mention Sir Steve on here, it goes down.
No. I'm going to Google it right now.
Anybody bring up Sir Steve?
Rocco wouldn't even tell me, and I wanted this awesome fucking figure, and he said no.
In all honesty, I do have honestly, when things go up, when like big figures get announced, 99.9% of the time I hear about it because people tweet them at me like, "Oh, Rocco, did you see a 2001 figure went up? Oh, did you see this one up?" You know, and that's where I hear about it, and then I'm poised at the ready, whatever site that I have to go to.
I follow comic book artists and creators on Instagram and Twitter, so they're usually posting about their new stuff. I follow the publishers' groups on Facebook if it's a publisher I like Last Gasp does all the underground stuff. And then I Google every week new comics coming out this week.
Oh.
And I think there's a website called like comicbooklists.com.
I used to go to one of those every Wednesday.
Which
and
literally
see what
is
came
like,
out.
Here's the 100 new comics coming out this week. And I'll scroll through it and be like, oh, okay. Yeah. Batman, Curse of the White Knight, new issue. Oh, okay. Oh, new Safe Sex. Okay, cool. And I'll make a mental list of what I want to buy. I usually do that the day before I go shopping.
I have like figure brands that I like, you know, NECA or Super 7, and I'll just follow their social media accounts, and I'll see when they are advertising their stuff.
Yeah.
People are saying the Sir Steve site is slow loading and not loading anymore.
Oh, no. So I was going to it
I think
right
we
now.
Did it again. Steve Gate.
Oh,
sorry, no. Sir Steve.
I'm talking about comics.
Don't say fuck, Sir
to
Steve.
Satisfy Sir everybody's expectations out there. So maybe I will start talking about comics
Wait,
every Sir week.
SirSteve.com?
I'm going to be the comic guy. Send me your comics, everybody. Send me the cool shit that I should have read.
Yeah, it's working.
Anyway, I'm trying to think of any other figure news to share.
Just tell people where they can get the news for themselves.
Google.
I get it from Twitter, honestly.
Okay, all right.
But where I buy it, that's my
that's
business.
Private.
Do you have a special website you go to that to buy?
I got a couple. I got a list of them. I'm not giving that list out.
Oh, so the websites do exist.
They do, yes.
The buying sites.
Yeah. There's places.
Sometimes I do eBay too.
Hey, I don't know if anybody out there knows this. We did a special stream earlier this week. I say we. I'm taking credit. It was mostly me. Johnny opened Pokemon cards.
Oh, yeah.
Got a rare Charizard card. We took it to the comic book store.
You did?
Johnny fucking sold that shit.
Whoa.
Oh, hell yeah. Johnny fucking went into like negotiator mode with the comic book guy. How much money do you think he got for this Charizard card?
Oh,
can I
did
say?
You go to the,
can
okay,
I say?
Real quick.
Did you already tell people?
Okay, real
oh,
quick.
Oh, fuck.
So, yeah, we've been doing this. MLK week did continue through. It ended up being 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
been 2 weeks. And, yeah, he was blind box opening
now,
Pokemon
I
cards
went
and got
Johnny,
a shiny Charizard.
I went, the rarest I card went you could get. With Johnny to the store to buy this thing.
Yeah.
And we were, like, bidding this one or this one. I don't know which one feels right. And he's like, dude, I just... Y'all, I need to get that. I need to get that fucking shiny Charizard. I need that. And I'm like, there's no fucking way this.
That's
doofus,
the one they advertise.
This Pokemon doofus is gonna get a shiny Charizard, and then on the fucking stream opens it up, bam, he gets it. Got but doesn't it. The stream die?
Yeah.
What as happened?
Soon, as I mentioned, so we there's been like major internet troubles in the throughout the city this weekend. It wasn't just our location. It's like a ISP fucking, I don't know what's going on, but yeah, as soon as he revealed that card, dead.
Did you local record?
No.
Cause I wanted to get your reaction. I'm going to see what you did.
I think that might be in there.
Oh, is there?
I think it got that and
because
then ended.
I was watching the last one and he was super stoked on getting the shiny lady or the whatever that was, the foil. And so like, he was so excited about that. It's like, I want to see what happens when he hits the jackpot. What happened?
Yeah, I think you'll see it. I think it. So we're going to be putting up, by the way, I just want to let everyone know, we're going to be putting up all the weird streams we've been doing throughout the past couple weeks. We're going to put those up. They're starting to go up on YouTube now. So there will be uploads on our archives channel every day.
Yep.
So if you haven't subbed to our archives channel, do that now because you're going to get a nice treat every day for the foreseeable future. So anyway.
Johnny went in there. He called the guy on the phone. The guy knew immediately what he had. He's like, yep, come on down to the store. We'll take a look at it.
Whoa.
Johnny went down there. The guy was like, all right, what are you thinking? I was listening from across the store. Johnny was very, very business, but he's like,
opened it up.
You never throw out the first price.
Well, yeah. He did because he was smart. He's like, this sells for $200 on eBay. And the guy's like, might be able to get that. Yep. But how much do you want?
Oh.
And Johnny was like, sells for 200? $100. And the guy went, I'm thinking $100 too. And he gave him $100. Johnny got $100 for that car.
My guess was
$100 bill.
See,
Bring it on camera. Bring it on camera. We got the actual dollar right here.
Look at the But get a shot of Johnny was smiling too. We want that for the posterity. Yeah. There we go.
Shiny Charizard, baby.
I want a shot. Someone screen cap the shot of Johnny holding the card and then him holding that side by side comparison.
Yeah, we got to see him side by side.
I think Johnny got hosed.
Johnny's style. I wasn't like right behind him, like rubbing his shoulders, be like, yeah. I wasn't hype. I was pretending like I didn't know Johnny. Like we came in together and I was browsing the comics, but just kind of listening off to the side. Listening to the deal go down. And then they shook hands. He got the money. Johnny came back over to me. And immediately I went, they gave you $100 for that counterfeit card you made? Hell yeah. And Johnny was like, let's go.
Fuck, dude. Johnny, was it the same place where he bought the original deck? Oh, that would have been sick. That would have been sweet. That would have been awesome.
I told them they said they wouldn't take the card.
Why not? They wouldn't take it?
I was in a comic book store that I pick up my books on Wednesdays, and last week some lady was there while I was picking up my books, I think where you bought your deck, Johnny, and she was trying to sell him like, you know, third generation, like trash basically, and the guy was just like, no, I don't want this, like, well, I think there's some first generation. No, they would say in the corner here,
Johnny,
there's nothing in here.
I want to go to that comic book store now and see if it's on sale and how much they're selling it for. Because that's I'm curious what they think they could get for it.
Can they move it?
The chat's saying I got ripped off.
You did not. You got $100.
Yeah, let them deal with it.
Easy for the chat to say.
The chat would think that they could put it on eBay.
And, well, here's the thing. You could put it on eBay and you probably would have got more, but then guess what? You're dealing with eBay.
Yeah.
Then it's like a whole operation. Oh, you didn't mail this correctly. Oh, was this graded the right way? Oh, was this? It's a whole fiasco.
This is what I said to Johnny afterwards. Because he had a debate of like, dang, that went down really easy. I could have got more. You know, it's worth more. The card and all collectibles, this goes for all collectibles, it's worth what somebody will pay for it.
Exactly.
True.
Maybe you could get more. Maybe that guy can resell it for $200. But maybe he won't. Maybe that card's going to sit on his shelf for the next 5 years and he's $100 short. He's out of that money. Johnny got $100, easy, no work, opened up the card, took it to the store, sell it, $100 in the bank.
Yep. Done.
That's a fucking score.
Yeah. And you didn't have to, it wasn't a fiasco.
I'm so mad the stream cut out. I'm so mad about it.
Well, but in all honesty, I think I think you saw that and then it ended.
But
so really, what better ending?
I guess, but I want him freaking out. Like,
I got it.
But
Gallagher!
I think you got that though. Nobody here has watched it. I think that's in there.
I think I got caught on camera.
I think that's in there.
Okay.
It just ended then.
You hear him squeal and whine.
All right.
We'll see.
I saw that. That I did see. So, wow. Well,
I thought he was going to get $50.
My guess would have been 80. I did not think it was going to be 100
bucks.
I thought it was going to be
300. Proud of you, Johnny.
They gave him a solid $100, no argument.
For a job well done.
That's an honest business deal.
Yeah,
it is, dude.
Yeah.
Well, now that we're in the halfway point of tonight's podcast, I want to thank our sponsor,
the Super Bowl,
the NFL.
Yeah.
The NFL has been just knocking it out of the park lately. Treating players better than ever.
People
and
better.
Making more fans than ever.
They're
so.
Just fucking crushing.
Real
Thank
quick,
you, NFL.
You know, somebody in the chat is saying, I would have bought it for more than 100. Good for you. Go on down to the comic book store. They'll sell it to you for more than 100.
Put
your money where your mouth is. Go buy one then. Nobody's stopping you.
Listen, we're sponsored by the fucking NFL.
Yeah.
And who are you sponsored by? MLB? Yeah.
NBA?
NBA? Yeah. Okay, it's the NFL. All right. So we know what we're talking about. Pigskin, Deflategate. I know what these things are.
I know what these are.
Oh, my God.
And I know how they were
Chiefs
ended.
Won, and I'm
Mahomes did
they were
it?
Playing?
I'm happy.
Oh, I didn't know they were
because
playing. I thought it was a Patriots.
I just looked at the score, Sean.
Because Patrick Mahomes got his ring.
Oh, no. Patrick Mahomes. Wasn't he in Police Academy?
He might have been. That was Mahoney.
That's Officer Mahoney. That's what it was. The guy. And he had handcuffs. They were actual hands. That's the cartoon.
Fuck.
Fuck.
And he made all the sound effects.
Well, like, I missed it all.
Who here has done it with their spouse to the Police Academy cartoon while it was playing?
I'm not married. So.
I only fucked a Frasier.
I fucked a Fish Police. Is that close enough?
Oh, ew. That's rare.
You've been
canceled.
Married for 1 week. God.
Oh, that's too specific. Now we know they did
it. I've seen you. Kevin. This dude's been married for 1 week. He's already talking about fucking his spouse.
Oh, no.
Psycho.
No. When's the...
Psycho. I love that clip. I love that clip.
I do too.
That is the greatest reaction clip of all the time. Oh, 4 years later, it's still just as fresh as ever. Hey, who are we going to vote for? I'm thinking.
Let's end with this. Who are you voting for?
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Trump. You know what? I was going to be Bernie all the way. Bernie 2020. But then Hillary just said no one likes him. So I don't know. I don't even know what to do now.
This is the same.
Ralph Nader.
Same thing that happened last year. Hillary said don't go with the burn.
She said nobody likes him.
She said feel the... Usually
well, I thought everyone liked him.
Hillary said usually when you feel the burn, you should have worn a condom.
Oh, no. What is that? Well, Kevin knows
what
that means.
Did she say that?
Kevin knows what that means, doesn't he?
She said that to Bill. And Bill went, I didn't know.
Now,
it was a cigar.
I was Yang Gang. I was a Yang Ganger. I loved being Yang Gang when I was in the Yang Gang. But then I started thinking... I don't know if I want to be a gangbanger, especially a Yang gangbanger.
The future is fucking female.
Everybody in the Yang Gang, come beat my ass because I'm getting jumped out. So now I'm out of the Yang Gang.
Warren, brah.
That's
him.
You want to go to war for
future,
Warren?
Future is female.
Candidate, not on the ballot, unfortunately, but I'm going to write it in.
Who? Donald Trump's on the ballot.
LeBron James.
He's on the ballot.
Donald Trump is on the ballot.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Wow.
Baby nut.
Good night.
I thought you were going
to say. Ew!
Good night, everybody.